This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Parents in Denver are worried that Denver Public Schools could close 10 schools. Manuel Aragon's daughter is a fourth grader at Colfax Elementary, which is recommended for closure. He says the school was starting to return to normal after a few tough years.
Our daughter is like rebuilding and watching her own friend group and social structures rebuild. It's just going to get devastated again.
The school board will vote on closing the schools next month. Colorado schools that can't afford mental health counselors could be getting help soon. More from CPR's Jenny Brundine.
$9 million in federal dollars is targeted to Colorado to support mental health and reduce gun violence. Schools must apply for grants. The money comes from the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The funds can be used for schools without the resources to hire mental health providers. It can also pay to improve school trauma treatment programs. Experts say the gun violence epidemic, family trauma related to the pandemic, and skyrocketing social media use have fueled mental health problems among youth. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Grand Junction has a new dance company, its first professional ballet company, and ready to start its first season. CPR's Eden Lane.
Colorado West Performing Arts Company will perform four full-length ballets using local dancers from Absolute Dance's pre-professional school. The group is staging Cinderella before performing The Nutcracker, Peter Pan, and a collection of modern and classic pieces later in the season. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Colorado West Performing Arts Company performs Cinderella in Montrose this weekend. Western Colorado has clearing skies through the day. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, a little more rain and snow. There's more snow in the mountains and a sunny day across the state on Friday. Front range highs in the 40s this afternoon and getting up around 60 on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.